It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. As School Bus Safety Week comes to a close, we discuss safe driving around buses and check in on driver vacancies with a company that describes itself as one of the oldest school transportation companies in Wisconsin, serving Eau Claire and Altoona area schools. Call in with a question, share your comments at any point, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. David Myers is Director of Safety for Student Transit that's based in Eau Claire. David, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So on this National School Bus Safety Week, what are common safety concerns that bus drivers experience on our Wisconsin roads?
Our biggest concern is the passing or bypassing of a bus when they have their red lights and stop sign out. It puts our kids or everybody's kids or students at danger in that loading or disembarking time. We're just the most exposed at that time.
Yes. And so as a driver, when you see that stop arm go out, and you're stopping for it, how far away from the stop arm should you stop?
So you should be at the minimum 20 feet from the bus on any side of it. So that and it doesn't matter whether the stop sign is out. When the red lights are operating, as long as the red lights are operating, you need to be 20 feet back.
And when those red lights go off and that stop arm comes back into the bus, you allow the bus to carry on and you would stay behind it. Is that right?
Yeah, you would definitely want to be cautious.
Yield to the bus.
Yep, always. And, you know, as we know that, you know, children, we never know where, when, or how they're going to go any which way. So, you know, being cautious, just like you would in any other time you see them near the roadway, and making sure that they're continuing on a sidewalk or up a driveway.
Yes, because even as the bus pulls away, all those kids have just gotten off and they're doing different things. They're going this way into that driveway. They're going down a sidewalk or potentially crossing right in front of you.
Yeah. And that's the greatest variable is you have those kids and every individual thought pattern. And it's like herding kittens at times, you know, where they're going everywhere. So the drivers do their best to control that if they are crossing from the right side of the road across on a red light stop. That driver is trying to control that crossing so all the students are crossing at the same time. That way the motoring public has some kind of way to predict what they're going to do. That doesn't mean it's going to happen that way, but at least it's consistent, you know, within those stops.
So on a single school day this year, about 256 cars passed Wisconsin school buses illegally. And that's according to a national safety survey. What are car drivers often getting wrong?
I think overall right now, the big problem is distracted driving. Mm. It's, you know, people are on their phones or they're eating in the car or they're dealing with their own children in the car or animal in the car and they're not paying attention and they just blow right through it, you know, and putting those other students and the precious cargo, you know, in danger.
Drivers who fail to stop for school buses may receive $326 citations. Are law enforcement authorities doing enough to stop these kinds of violations?
We have pretty good cooperation here with our local law enforcement. When we send reports in, they do follow through, and we try to keep the reports as clean as possible, make sure the reports that they're investigating are worthwhile, that they're not, you know, we're not missing any information or just making them do extra legwork. So we respect their time and effort, and we want to make sure that, one, our driver didn't set up a scenario that put the motoring public in a bad situation and they just made a mistake, and we caused the safety issue, or on the other hand, we want to make sure that we're doing everything according to state law, following our procedures, and then making once we have that, we're writing a good report so that officer has the best and most clear information.
So your drivers would take down license plates and report those vehicles?
Yeah, unfortunately, okay. For us, we do not have stop arm cameras. We are testing one system right now. But so it is relying on our drivers and or monitors or potentially the parents that are nearby watching. You know, our ultimate responsibility is the safety of the kids. So we're really watching the kids. So as people go through, trying to get those license plates is a very tough thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do get them, and sometimes it's the assistance of the parents because the parents are watching, you know, for the safety of their kids and they get them. Or maybe a vehicle that's just behind or in front of catches a plate and they give us a call too. And we can confirm what that plate was and that it did meet the criteria.
Mm-hmm. David Myers with us, Director of Safety for Student Transit, that is based in Eau Claire, as we talk about National School Bus Safety Week. Get tips on driving in school zones. You can join in with your questions, your experiences. They're welcome at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. David, how should drivers respond when they see yellow lights flashing on a school bus?
So if it's the overhead upper yellows, know that a red light stop is coming. So you're going to be cautious. You're slowing down. And you should be scanning as well. You know, scanning, watching for if our kids loading. Are they coming from a certain direction? Are they standing on the side of the road? And slowing down because you know that bus is eventually going to come to a red light stop. If they are the lower yellows in Wisconsin, if there is curb and gutter, sidewalks on both sides. In most metro areas, it is run where that is a hazard light stop, similar to a city bus stop. So cars can pass, but cautiously. So in that sense, the state is looking at it as we want to keep traffic moving in these high urban areas. We want to back traffic up. They're typically a stop that kids do not cross on. They just go right side only.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are then responsible for crossing themselves. So when you see those red lights or yellow lights rather, if they're the upper on the top of the bus, you want to be cautious, slowing down, knowing a red light stop is coming. If they are the hazard yellows, you can pass, but you must pass with caution and take your time. Watch where the kids are going. Again, that's the unpredictable part.
Just pay attention. Pay attention to color and scan everything around you. How does your company talk about bus safety with students and their parents?
We get a lot of calls. In our area, it's fairly confusing because we handle Eau Claire and Altoona. And Altoona has a city ordinance that supersedes, and they are all red light stops. So being neighboring cities, and people crossing back and forth, it does confuse people. They come into Eau Claire and they're wondering why a certain stop weren't using a stop sign. And then in Altoona, every stop is holding up traffic and they're using their stop sign. So I probably field per week 5 to 10 calls just asking to explain that whole scenario.
Hmm.
So there is out there in the motoring public, there is a lot of questions on what and when to do it. And people are probably, ironically, when we use our hazards and we do a hazard light stop, that is when most people stop because they're unsure, the most unsure, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to hold up. When we're doing our red light stops, I think that's what people are the most used to. And that's where the distracted driving then comes into play because people just fall into that groove, everyday groove of where they're driving and they end up blowing through. So
they kind of go
into that zone. I don't know if I answered your question, right?
Yeah. David Myers with us, safety director for the Eau Claire-based bus company. It's called Student Transit. You can be part of the conversation, calling in with a question, sharing your thoughts at any point. The number to join in is 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The State Transportation Department cites hundreds of school bus involved crashes in Wisconsin each year. We discuss buses on the roads, efforts to hire and train up more school bus drivers, and there's room to talk. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. David Myers is safety director for the Eau Claire-based company Student Transit. David, let's dig into workforce here. Last month, the Wisconsin School Bus Association estimated 20% of driver jobs were unfilled. Is Student Transit finding enough drivers to meet demands?
We are behind right now. I think everybody in the state is seeing that lag, and we are following suit right now. We have a lot of our office staff and office people out and about, which that hurts a lot, you know, because people are then not completing other tasks that they're, you know, trying to get done. But we have people coming in. But, you know, we would like to always see more. It's a great field to work in. If you definitely want to feel like you've accomplished something, or, you know, you've taken or, made contact with some kids, they're the most precious cargo out there. So that time and effort, at some point, those kids are always, you know, they're going to make you smile some way. Yes, everybody has their bad days. We all have our bad days, but it is a great job, great, you know, position to have. You have that mobile office out there. You can make a big difference in kids' lives. But yes, we are. I think everybody's struggling, and that's not just in the school bus industry. That's everywhere. I think everybody's having a hard time finding, you know, steady employment and people to come in.
Has your company had to expand perks or benefits to attract more part-time drivers?
We've changed some things over the years. We do offer a paid training as we go. We've upped our, you know, rates of pay. We've, you know, changed some things around where there's some bonuses for, you know, our drivers recruiting, you know, more people in, and when people stay, they get another bonus. So, we have changed things. It has helped. We've tried some media, different types of media. We do, like everybody else, you know, park a bus with a sign around, which actually seems to do the best. When people drive to work and they see that bus, it gets ingrained in their head. So, and we have people that show up years later saying, "I remember that bus parked in that lot," and they come in. So,
To address our state's bus driver shortage, there's a new state law that says school board members can drive buses voluntarily. Do you support the new law?
Oh, yeah. Any help we can, you know, we can get. Plus, I think every school district and every, whether you're a private contractor or you're a district contract, I think everybody would like their board members to come in and, one, experience the full experience on the bus so they understand our side of it, or, you know, if a district's running it, their side of it, what happens on the bus, what occurs on the bus, the trials and tribulations within that. So when they're making decisions, they see it, you know, from our side too.
What type of safety training must a school bus driver complete before transporting students?
So you have to go in just like anybody else with a CDL. You're going to take a series of tests and hold your learner's permit. You're going to have to go through our training program, our particular training program. You're probably going to run, you know, maybe 4 to 6 weeks, depending on, you know, struggles, or if somebody's, you know, a real quick study, they're going to work through it. We have even, you know, other truckers and people interested, they can come in and they've already had some CDL experience, so it moves a little bit faster. Within that, we start training them on the bus, the equipment on the bus, how to handle the bus, the safe aspects, the stops. We practice our red light stops. We practice our railroad crossings. As a part of that, they have to be able to complete all those series to make their license and their testing. We are fortunate where we are a third-party tester and we can test on our grounds and test in-house. So that helps us out. It helps us get our drivers through a little bit quicker in the fact that, we're scheduling those. So,
You don't have to schedule with anyone else. You can just do it right there when your driver is ready.
Yeah, so we're not waiting for, a tech school or some other third-party tester to have an opening in their schedule where we can make an opening or sneak one in, where we can maybe make somebody stay, a couple extra hours to get a test in just so we can get a driver back out on the road. So
David Myers is Director of Safety for Student Transit, that is in Eau Claire, as we talk about school bus safety during National School Bus Safety Week. You can join in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Chuck in Plainfield is here. Hi, Chuck.
Hello. I was wondering if they should change the lights to the light bar system like police and ambulances, fire trucks have. It's a lot easier to see in the fog and stuff.
What about a light bar system, David?
Some of the newer buses have they're still the round series, but they're going to LEDs. They're actually a smaller light, but they are much, much brighter, very visible from a long ways away. Even the headlights nowadays are going to the LEDs, making it much clearer, so the drivers can see, as they're going forward. But they are all switching over to LEDs, which is really helping a lot. I wouldn't be opposed to a light bar setup either. Just any extra things out there to make it safe, I'm all for too.
LEDs being one, have there been any other major leap forwards in school bus safety in your career in recent times?
In the recent, not so much. The equipment is always getting better, always improving. All the bus manufacturers do a really good job. The state of Wisconsin, as far as State Patrol and the DOT, do a great job of revisiting things and actually taking feedback from the bus companies. Sitting down with them, we have a bus association where they meet, the State Patrol comes in, and they take feedback directly from the operators. So they're making changes daily and taking feedback and those changes go into effect sometimes immediately, and sometimes they take a little bit, but they are at least listening and they make those changes. And they do listen to the public too. So if the public has input, they just need to reach out.
Looking deeper at technology on the horizon, this year a National Student Transportation Survey found almost half of parents would reconsider having a child take the bus if parents could track the bus's arrival and departure. Does Student Transit plan to use any tracking technology in the future?
We have looked into it. Right now, the technology out there is a little kludgy. So that's the hard part, is finding an application and or a software that will work best for school buses. For the city transit, it works a little easier because you're going single stops and you can just track them. The school bus portion of that, making multiple stops, who's getting off when and where, is a little harder to do. We actually had some systems that we were going to test and had them in our buses. And that kind of went by the wayside more because of software. So we are looking into it. It would make life a whole lot easier for everybody. I would suggest in the meantime, people that are familiar with Life360 or apps like that, use that. We, as a family, myself, we use that with our kids, and you can track them pretty easily. And obviously, that's not alerting if a bus is delayed, which those apps would allow for. We could give out an alert, maybe in a snowstorm, buses, however many minutes late, and parents would know that. But at least on the Life360 portion for now, you would at least know your kid is in this spot and moving towards home. So,
You can really follow them, track them. Could artificial intelligence at all improve the school bus transportation system? Anything very quickly on the horizon?
I don't think it's on the near horizon, but I think it's going that way. It's definitely going to happen. And I, you know, whether it's autonomous type stuff or it's going to happen someday for sure.
David, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Well, I thank you, Kate.
David Myers is safety director for the Eau Claire-based firm Student Transit. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.